and a lieutenant in the Navy on D-Day, overseeing 36 landing craft packed with supplies to help the Army hold the beaches. And hold the beaches they did. What a country we are, he told his family in a letter afterwards. And speaking once again from France, he told us that's still how he feels.
I love America. I think it's the savior of the world.
When you cover the day's news as we do, you can sometimes lose perspective on the decades. But Arthur Rose hasn't. Born at a time when women couldn't vote, the army he served in was segregated, and phones came with a hand crank, he tells us he's amazed by the way people live today.
I think they're provided with food better than in the past, and certainly with television and radio and cars and all that. Life is certainly much easier and better for all people of the world.
A world that now, 82 years after D-Day, is better and freer than the one that came before, and in no small part because of Arthur's generation.